What's up, sister girl? So today we are talking all about why it is so important for you to make time for yourself instead of trying to find time for yourself. Because truth is, if you are trying to find the time to squeeze in something for yourself, you are not going to find the time because it is not a priority. You have to make yourself a priority. And usually we only make it a priority once we boil over and we yell at everyone. We want you to make time for yourself so you don't reach that tipping point. So let's get into today's episode. Welcome to the Smart Productive Mom Podcast, where I give you toe curling tips and spine tingling strategies to help you be more productive and present without stressing about housework. My name is Lucretia, and I know what it's like to do laundry with a baby strapped to your chest or use the bathroom while your toddler tells you about their day, even though you've been together all day. I'm spilling all the tea on how to take the overwhelm out of motherhood, so let's dive into all the juicy goodness. So today's episode was inspired by the many moms that I have seen talking about how they get shamed for saying that they need a break from their kids. And what people are telling them is stuff like, well, you chose to be a mom, so this is what you signed up for, or they're your kids, you need to be the one to take care of them. Which, yes, we get it, we had kids, but that doesn't mean that we don't need a break sometimes. There used to be the saying that says, it takes a village. Like, what happened to that? Why are we getting shamed now for needing a small break, for needing time to regroup? And that's really what inspired me to do this episode today, because so many moms are feeling like they can't take a break because anytime they ask for help, they get shamed, they get talked about. I think it's really important that it should be okay. We need to normalize moms getting a break. Yes, we have kids. Yes, we chose to have these kids, but that doesn't mean that we are not a person still. That doesn't mean that we don't deserve at least a few minutes to ourselves to regroup, to recharge. So that is what we're talking about today. I will be going over 5 ways to make time for yourself, and that means making yourself a priority, not trying to find time here and there, but blocking out time for yourself throughout the day so that you can have less stress and overwhelm. And before I hop into this topic, which is very, very much needed, I wanted to let you know that I do have a free Facebook group called the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. So go head over there and join. You'll be asked 3 questions, but I usually approve everyone. So go ahead over there, request to join the group. I go live at least once a week and we chit chat about all of these topics that are so much needed in the motherhood community. So again, that is the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. Head over there and join us in these important conversations. All right, so tip number 1 I have for you to be able to free up more time for yourself is to hire help. So I know that this may seem like you may be thinking you can't afford the help or something like that, but there is a site called care.com, which is what we use, my husband and I use, to find a nanny or a babysitter that can just come in and help us with our daughter while we work. So I will drop my link below and you can save 20% off of housekeeping, because even if that someone just comes and cleans your house like once a month, that frees up so much time for you because that's one less thing you have to do and that's more time you can focus on yourself. Use something like care.com, and I know they have like a bunch of college kids on there that are just looking for some extra cash. So it's usually pretty affordable, but look around until you can find someone in your price range and you'll be surprised how affordable it is, because I know in our area some are like $20 an hour, but then we get some that are like $10 an hour, and you can tell they're the college kids that just need some extra cash. Look on a site like that, and they do have security measures in place. They do like background checks and all of that. You can feel pretty comfortable with who you have around your child. I know for us, sending our child to daycare was pretty much like a second mortgage. So using someone from care.com was much more affordable, and we can just choose the hours that we want them to come and watch her. So if we just do like 3 hours one day and then like 2 hours another day, something like that. So it's not like we have to have, you know, a set block of time. Like if I were to drop her off at daycare, it'd be from like 8 till noon or something. You can customize the hours, work with that person, and come up with a schedule that works for you so that you can free up some time for yourself. And they can also do like light cleaning, help with the cooking, help with errands, work with this person and see what all they can help you do so that can free free up more time, which equals less stress for you.
All right, so the second tip that I have is to do a toy rotation. I know for my daughter, she is two, she just turned two, and whenever she gets something new, even if it's not a toy, like if I just give her a spoon that she's never seen before, it's like Christmas time. With a toy rotation, all you're doing is taking a set of toys and you only bring them out at certain times to keep your child entertained. So this could be like getting two separate bins of toys, mix and match the toys in each of the bins. So maybe like one bin you bought baby dolls or like wooden toys, or you can just mix them all in there together. So whenever you need some time for yourself, go grab this bin of all these special toys that they don't get to play with every day, and that will help them stay entertained while you go do whatever it is that you need to get done. So that is a great way that I found to keep my toddler entertained while I am either like cooking or just doing something for myself. So the third way that I found to help free up time for myself is by creating a schedule. And I know a lot of moms are resistant to creating a schedule because they think that it keeps them too tied down. But actually, having a schedule gives you more freedom as long as you can stay flexible. This isn't the type of schedule where you're like, okay, 8 o'clock, we do this, 8:10, we should be doing this, by 9:30, we should be out the door. Not that type of schedule. This is a type of schedule where you're very flexible. You're like, okay, around 8, we should be eating breakfast. Around 9, we're going to do some type of activity. But you know what? If it's 9:15 and you're still not doing the activity yet, that's fine. So don't let getting off schedule throw off your entire day, and don't let the schedule add extra stress because you're trying to stick to it. Don't be too rigid with the schedule. And schedules are actually great because they help your child know as well. If they can't tell time yet, the schedule helps them know about what time of day it is, so what they should be expecting. Because just like if you have a bedtime routine, so at nighttime, whenever your child takes their bath, they put on their pajamas, all that, they know that they're about to go to sleep. Even though they can't tell time, they know that this routine means bedtime. So having a schedule creates less stress and anxiety for them as well, which also equals less tantrums because they're not as stressed because they don't know what's about to happen. That's why schedules are great, because I know whenever we didn't have a schedule, we were sometimes staying up past midnight because she was taking her nap way too late in the day and then she wasn't sleepy. So we were just all awake and it was just a disaster. So now that we have a schedule, around 12:30 every single day, no matter what time she wakes up, she's sleepy again. And it's amazing because I know that she is going to take her nap at 12:30 every single day. And here's an easy way to start. So say if you want your child to start going to sleep at 8:30 and right now they're going to sleep at 9:30, just start moving the times back by 15 minutes each day until they get adjusted to this new bedtime. So it's not going to happen all at once, but start slowly adjusting that time in 15 minute increments until your child is on the schedule that you want them to be on. And with schedules, I also like to make sure we hit the important parts, which are sleep, meals, and activities. Those are the main things I like to schedule into our day and stay very consistent with those. All right, so strategy number 4 that I have for making more time for yourself is to barter with other moms. What this means is that if there is another mom that you know that has a child around your child's age, see if she would like to trade off time where one time she'll watch your child and then that'll give you free time, and then another time you'll watch her child and that'll give her free time. It's like a trade off where you guys just switch each other's time, and this is also great because it is free. You're not paying each other to do this. It's like a play date. If you know another mom with a child around your age, see if she would like to have like play dates where you guys just switch off watching each other's kiddos, and that way you both get a break, which is a win-win for everyone. And strategy number 5 I have for you is to try to be more present. I've noticed that some days my daughter wants to be hugged. She's all over me. She's super clingy. I can't get anything done. And those days I just try to give her all of that attention because usually the next day she wants nothing to do with me. She is like, lady, don't even touch me. So some days I know she needs extra attention, and then that's when I will give her that extra attention because I know that the next day I'll usually be able to get a lot done that I didn't get done the day before. Adding in that quality time without distractions with your little one may help them feel secure enough to go play alone, which will give you time to get things done. You'll be able to free up that time, even though you're trading off that time in the beginning by not getting anything done. Later on, you'll be able to get that time back that you're able to get things done when they are feeling more secure and they go have their independent play time. All right, so the moral of the story with all of these tips is to not try to find time for yourself, but to make time for yourself. These are a few strategies that will help you make time for yourself so that you can be happier and less overwhelmed, and you'll be able to get more done, which will also make you feel more productive, and you'll build up more self-confidence when you get more things done around the house. Don't forget to come over and join the Facebook group so you can come chit-chat with other moms, and I usually go live in there every single week, so you can come hang out and ask questions, and if you need help with anything, I will answer your questions. I can do a live on it. We can do a podcast episode about it. Let me know what you're struggling with over in the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group, and I will see you over there. All right, girl, talk later. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Smart Productive Mom Podcast. If you found this information helpful, please consider leaving me a review on iTunes so more moms can find this show. And if you want to connect with me in between episodes, make sure you join the Smart Productive Mom Facebook group. I can't wait to talk to you over there. See you on the next episode.